This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today, Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is saying she will allow the UMass Amherst acquisition of Mount Ida College in Newton to go forward. This past weekend, Mount Ida held its last ever graduation ceremony, remarkable not just in its finality, but also in that students are so angry over the closure, they chose not to invite the school's president and board of trustees to the event. The attorney general is allowing the sale, but she shares in that anger. WBUR's Fred Tice is covering this story. Fred, what kind of a deadline was the attorney general facing?
So tomorrow, Mount Ida said it would have to file for bankruptcy if the sale did not go through. So that's the urgency of her approving this deal. The attorney general's staff was concerned that if Mount Ida does go bankrupt, students are going to be left with no options to enroll elsewhere. And this way, they feel by making the sale conditional on UMass assuring that it's going to accept the Mount Ida students or work with other colleges to provide continuing programs, they feel like they've done their job.
Why is the Attorney General's office upset about how the sale's being handled?
So this letter that went out to Mount Ida today is from the Assistant Attorney General, Jonathan Green, and from the Director of the Student Loan Assistance Unit, Arwin Thomas. And they say they're deeply disappointed by Mount Ida's closure without a plan. They go on to say, your treatment of your own students is particularly upsetting and extremely unfair to them.
So what does Mount Ida say in response?
We don't have a response from Mount Ida College yet.
And how about the students and parents?
I spoke to Laurel Collins this afternoon. She is a Mount Ida parent and a founder of a Facebook group called Displaced Mount Ida Parents and Students. And she would have preferred that Mount Ida had been allowed to go into bankruptcy.
They can certainly let Mount Ida go into bankruptcy and have a bankruptcy court judge deal with all of the issues which come along with it instead of pushing through what does appear to be a backroom deal that was made with UMass.
But that would not have ensured that the Mount Ida students had a place to go, and so the Attorney General's staff felt that that was not an option.
The Attorney General today says she is not going to stand in the way of the sale of Mount Ida, but she is not finished with the investigation either. What's she looking into?
Well, she's looking into how the officers and the board of Mount Ida discharged their fiduciary duties by letting Mount Ida's economic condition deteriorate to the point where it would go bankrupt tomorrow if the sale didn't come through, and whether they met their obligation to educate students.
The state legislature is also looking into Mount Ida's closure and the sale to UMass Amherst. What's happening there?
So there's a hearing of the Senate Post-Audit Committee. Several people are expected to be there. The chairman of the Mount Ida board, also some of the senior officials who run Mount Ida. UMass President Marty Meehan is expected to be there, as is UMass Amherst Chancellor Kumble Subbaswamy, as well as parents and students from Mount Ida. The one person not expected to be there tomorrow is the president of Mount Ida.
For the students who are still enrolled in Mount Ida who didn't graduate this past weekend, what's their future?
So there's a lot going on there that's spelled out in this letter by the Attorney General today, and these are conditions of the sale. So UMass Dartmouth has to accept all students in good academic standing. All UMass campuses have agreed to charge in-state tuition to U.S. citizens and permanent residents now at Mount Ida. UMass Amherst will finish one program, the Vet Tech program, on the Mount Ida campus. UMass Amherst is also going to lease some space on the Newton campus to Regis College. That's for the dental hygiene program. And Cape Cod Community College will start the funeral services program this fall. And the AG's office believes that the vast majority of students are now taken care of. They've got a program to go into.
WBUR's Fred Tice, who's going to continue to stay on this Mount Ida story. Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Lisa.